June Swallow, when we think about climate change, what are the biggest threats to this drinking water system?
Sea level rise, hurricane storm surge, or just increased storm winds, drought, flood. So increased rainstorms or sea level rise or increased storm surge, all of those result in different kinds of flooding. So if there is flooding, then you have inundation of infrastructure or inundation of sources of water. Either the sources can become contaminated with either seawater or just storm water, or the infrastructure can be destroyed. And so you need to consider, okay, so I'm a local water supplier. What does that mean to me? You know, really, what, you know, do I have to worry about this tank? Do I have to worry about that pump station? Do I need to relocate my infrastructure? Do I need another supply? What is the practical ramifications of the climate change issue?
Where in our state are we most vulnerable?
We identified several water systems that were at risk from three hazards. We modeled for five hazards. There was drought, sea level rise, coastal flooding, river and flooding, and hurricane storm surge. At severe risk at three of these hazards were, you know, I don't think there'll really be any surprises here, Bristol, Jamestown, Newport, North Kingstown, Providence, South Kingstown, Stonebridge, United Water. The one that was actually at risk for four hazards was Warwick.
And what are some of the strategies that you've identified to help them prepare for these impacts?
Conservation and energy efficiency are two strategies that are important. Integrated planning is important. I think, you know, working together with other municipal services, thinking it through together, you know, about where is infrastructure going to be extended, how are we going to change infrastructure, are we going to move a pump station, you know, when an opportunity arises, you know, for example, I don't know, a road is being reworked, you know, maybe that's an opportunity for integrated planning, and you think about, so what else should we change at this point? Or, for example, some public water suppliers are not actually part of the municipal government where they serve water. So it can be a little more challenging to integrate planning when they're not actually part of city government. So integrating their planning with the municipal planning is important. Also, whenever they're building something new or retrofitting something, you know, because water infrastructure does last a long time, but whenever those opportunities arise, you know, to think about climate change at that point as well. You know, for example, the new water treatment plant for Newport, that's on top of the hill. It's no longer down at the bottom.
What about our groundwater supplies and our aquifers? Are those vulnerable, and what are we doing about that, or do we not know yet?
Our groundwater supplies could be influenced by, you know, if we have extended periods of drought, the quantity of groundwater could, you know, could become limited. And then there is also the possibility of saltwater intrusion into the groundwater supplies. We didn't model saltwater intrusion. But, you know, that certainly is something to be watched.
Now that you've reached out to these public water suppliers, mm-hmm. are they receptive to what you're presenting to them?
Yes, you know, that was one of the big successes of this modeling effort, really, was that I think we did move the water suppliers from being a little hesitant about the whole issue to really on board with the climate change issue, with the potential hazards, and with moving forward.
June Swallow, Chief of the Office of Drinking Water Quality at the Rhode Island Department of Health, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome very much.